Have you ever been convinced that what you were offering was the best possible option? Maybe you just knew you were the right person for the job, or you had a winning product that would undoubtedly sell, or a service that everyone would love. And you didn't just know it in your heart. You knew it in your head. Apples for apples, your value proposition was better. Yet after submitting your proposal and delivering your pitch, those sickening words landed in your inbox. We regret to inform you. Or worse, they didn't even bother to let you know. I know what it's like. For years, I struggled to close deals. I'd go in, have a great conversation with a potential client, feel sure I had it in the bag, then lose the business to a competitor, often someone offering less value at a higher price. I remember the day I finally got my wake-up call. I just lost a five-figure deal to exactly that. Someone offering less value at a higher price. Working my frustration out of the gym, it hit me. Offering great value isn't enough. It's not enough to have the best product. You've got to have the best pitch. Build it and they won't come. Remember the immortal idea from Kevin Costner's Field of Dreams? If you build it, they will come. It's a lie. If you build it, and here's the kicker, if you pitch it better than anyone else, then and only then will they come. Maybe. If you're anything like me, you're passionate about your products and services. You want to make a real difference in your customers' lives. You've spent a lifetime going from good to great. Newsflash, great is not good enough. For real business success, it's not good enough to be great at what you do. You have to be great at pitching what you do. In fact, you've got to be even better pitching what you do than doing what you do. You might think that sucks. I did. All I wanted to do was create and deliver, but that is a fantasy, one that you'll see in Field of Dreams. Reality is different. In reality, it's not the best product that wins. It's the best pitch. Imagine bringing a life-saving drug into the world. Surely you wouldn't have to market that. News would spread like wildfire. Sick people would be beating down your door to get it, right? Wrong. According to the Washington Post, pharmaceutical companies spend more money on pitching their drugs than on research and development. If it's like that for a cure for cancer, why should it be any different for what you and I have to offer? No wonder that a series of studies on the buying behavior of more than 100,000 decision makers found that nearly 40% of business-to-business buyers select a vendor based on the skills of the person making the pitch rather than price, quality, or service.